Peter Greenaway has been trying for the last 18 months now to get permission to put on this light and sound show at the Last Supper here in Milan. It's Leonardo da Vinci's perhaps most famous painting, and it sits on the wall of a refectory in the northern Italian city of Milan. He's been trying to persuade academics, trying to persuade the Italian government to let him do this, and now his moment has arrived, and there's an incredible sense of anticipation as the first people arrive to come and see the show, which will only be on for one night. We're moving into the refectory itself, which is a beautiful, simple space, and there it is at the end, the Last Supper, bathed in a very faint light, completely familiar painting from chocolate boxes to postcards. It'll be fascinating to see what Greenaway does with it.
It's tremendously moving and exciting to be here. If you've ever been to see the Last Supper, they only give you really normally about 10 minutes to look at it. I'm just going to move forward a little bit because I can't see it properly. I don't know what's going to happen. There's obviously going to be some kind of wacky, crazy Peter Greenaway rock concert spectacle beginning any minute now. But at the moment, what we're doing, there's some music playing, but basically we've got lovely warm lights on the painting.
The Last Supper, the ultimate last phenomenon. It's the time when Christ, I suppose, declares his hand. It says, one of you 12 apostles is going to betray me. And that's the moment that Leonardo has chosen to relate. So, if you like, that's a frozen moment of a story.
Something very strange is happening. The painting has gone dark, but a kind of stained glass effect. The windows, Leonardo's windows in the painting, have suddenly turned into illuminated stained glass with the silhouette of Christ very dark against them. And now the table is lighting up. But it looks totally different. It looks like a sculpture. It looks like a three-dimensional tableau.
There are three light sources. There's a light source which comes from the front. Because the painting exists in a known architectural situation, there's a window up on the left-hand side. We've reproduced the moving light in association with the painting. It's not 24-hour light, of course, because the whole program only lasts about 8 minutes. So we've condensed the idea of the moving sun of 24 hours into about 2 minutes. It's just a sort of device you've often seen happening in cinema.
The light is moving around. So there's basically the painting has come, it's animated. It's like, I mean, there's an amazing architectural view with a very bright view of the architecture in the background. And you can see pediments and details of the windows that I could never seen before. That's amazing.
You could describe it, I suppose, as a desire for an increase in visual literacy. I'm supposed to be a filmmaker, and I would like to see cinema as a real imagistic medium. But I think all of us, in varying degrees, would have to suggest the cinema really is a text-based medium.
I'm not, you know, I would swear to God that I was looking at a three-dimensional replica, full-scale statues, painted statues, waxworks.
What meanings are you trying to draw the viewer's attention to in the painting?
I believe that visual literacy is very important for our understanding of who we are, our social manners. We live potentially in a huge technological age of television. So my grand general concern is a deep personal fascination in visual literacy. And I'd like to share that. I'd like to share that with all those people who are curious about the means we use in order to communicate visually.
These changes in light, all they're doing is, I think, revealing what is there, which is that Leonardo's perspective and the volume of the figures is so real and so worked out that by using colour to heighten that and to sort of bring it out, bring it forward, you basically produce a hologram, really. This is really that the Last Supper, perhaps he's discovered Leonardo da Vinci's ultimate secret, that the Last Supper is a hologram.
So these are devices to get you to look, to follow, in a sense, the hand of da Vinci when he created this particular masterpiece.
What did you think of the Peter Greenaway show?
I liked it.
Ah, incredible, because it seems to attain a new vision. It's really incredible, really, really incredible.
It was very interesting. I saw things that I'd never seen before in the painting.
Some people said that it shouldn't happen because it's, you know, it's a perfect painting and you shouldn't try again to do something new. What do you think to that?
No. It's a performance that adds value to the show, the painting with another point of view.